Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hi, I'm here today to talk to you about the five new business mistakes that most ambitious design agencies make. So as you're probably aware, January resolutions don't begin and end at the home gym. And all too often, agency ambitions for a shiny new year also fail to make it past the gatepost of February 1st. So here are the five new business mistakes I see most ambitious but smaller size agencies make, and how to turn them around to a success. They go hell for leather in January and then fade out. So here the consistency is key. Slow, steady wins win the race. It's the tortoise versus the hare situation. All analogies apply here. I've worked with so many agencies who get back to the studio in the new year with the best of intentions to grow, spend time on lead generation with no thought to strategy, and then realize they're not making any progress or just don't have the time to sustain this level of effort. And then zilch for pretty much the rest of the year, until the following January, of course. But it doesn't have to be this way. The reality is that if you have a framework and templates in place and you understand how your marketing activities relate to one another and the sale, then new business should be a year-long activity that doesn't cause burnout. You'll have another advantage too. Consistency of effort will help you to stand out to your prospective clients when your contemporaries have hung up their marketing hats for the remainder of the year. Another mistake I see many agencies make is not asking for referrals. Which sales or marketing tactic do you think has the biggest ROI? Email campaigns, ads, speaking opportunities? That in truth, the standout winner that cannot be touched by any other method is referrals. A referred new business prospect requires almost no financial investment, but brings in the most valuable leads because of the mutual trust factor. So this is the stats bit that I haven't just found. They're very much well referred to stats that are on the internet. So 84% of B2B decision makers start the buying process with a referral. Prospects referred by other clients of yours have a 16% higher lifetime value than non-referred ones. And 54% say that referral programs have a lower cost per lead than any other channel. And when you take into account that 61% of your clients would be willing to make one referral, you might be beginning to think about how you can build this into your end of project wash at work, etc. One of the other issues that I see not being addressed is that agencies don't actively grow their existing clients. I know it's not as sexy as the idea of winning new business, but the reality is that growing your existing client base is a much smarter move than scouting cold targets. Five times smarter, actually. Take into account the following. Acquiring a new customer can cost five times more than retaining an existing customer. Increasing customer retention by 5% can increase profits from 25 to 95%. The success rate of selling to a customer you already have is 60 to 70%, while selling to a new customer is 5 to 20%. And the source for all those is Forbes. This is really well-known stuff. There are many ways to grow your existing new business, exploring sister brands, the parent brand, following your clients when they move to new companies, making it your business to be informed of NPD lines that might be coming out, and complimentary quarterly client planning sessions are a really good way of finding out what's on the client's radar that they want to address over the forthcoming quarter and beyond. These are just some of my preferred methods for making sure my clients grow their existing clients and get the maximum profit for their marketing efforts. The third issue that I see is, actually it's the fourth, they spend too much time on Instagram. I don't have anything personal against Instagram, but frankly, a client will rarely approach you based on your performance on that platform. Yes, it's visual and it seems to make the most sense to an agency that focuses on design. But the reality is that for most of your clients, your profile is just a later stage hygiene factor that they check before signing you up as their agency. The other mistake I see most agencies make is that they don't make the most out of LinkedIn. It's a far better idea to focus your efforts on LinkedIn than on Instagram. And by that, I don't mean that you should spend inordinate amounts of time thinking of content, posting, commenting, liking, and so on. It's such an incredible tool. Again, amongst many other things, these are the things that I think you should be focusing on while you're on LinkedIn. Understand your prospective client structure so you can better understand how to introduce yourself to them. See who's moved businesses recently. Congratulate ex-clients who've moved. Make sure you do it offline, as in off the platform LinkedIn, and you get in contact with them in a personal way that will set you aside from other people. Introduce yourself to new starters that are your ideal clients. They'll probably be thinking about how they're going to shake up the brand while they're in role. As you know, the average lifespan in any particular role of a marketer is around 24 to 36 months. So I find the best time to get in contact is within the first 90 days to get an idea of what they've got coming up. And luckily, LinkedIn has a filter to allow you to see who's moved in the last 90 days. You should also use LinkedIn to spot any highly active, i.e. read fast-moving, junior prospects who are likely to climb the ladder quickly so that you can ingratiate and introduce yourself before they become too jaded with new business approaches. And these three points don't even cover Sales Navigator, which I think hands down is one of the best new business investments any agency of size can make. I hope that's shaken up your ideas on how to grow your agency. Below are some logical next steps that'll help you get the visibility and confidence to grow your business on your terms, to your success.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.